One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody, for being here. Member attendance, Troyan here.
Bonanno here.
Will's here.
Both solicitors and the secretary are here. Do I have a motion or any corrections on the minutes?
I don't have any corrections. No corrections.
So do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we accept the minutes of October 9th.
I'll second it.
September 23rd.
Oh, that's right. I'll second it.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. So moved. Proposed curative amendment, DEPG. I'm going to give the meeting over to Mr. Belvoir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I circulated revision number 8, both to the Planning Commission, to the Township Solicitor, as well as to the Applicants Council. I've heard no adverse feedback, so I think I've captured all the changes that we discussed at the last workshop. I think this is ready for action by the Planning Commission. I will note this, though. Unlike, say, a preliminary plan, I don't know that the Planning Commission would actually recommend the proposed ordinance amendment to the Board of Supervisors, so much as, if it makes sense to the Planning Commission, I would write a cover letter to the Board of Supervisors, tell them about how we've completed our review, we've made numerous revisions, added protections for the township, and if the board decides to move forward with the request by the applicant, the Planning Commission is comfortable with this draft. If you're okay with that language, I'll prepare a cover letter, send it off to the township, and that can be included with our latest revision. I'll accept all the changes, keeping, of course, the option for the board as regards the green or recreational space that we discussed last meeting.
And you're satisfied with the language for the signage?
Yes. You saw I made that change on paragraph, let's say, 8. Yes, within paragraph 8.
Yes.
So I added the total square footage and the design for signs within the PUCD shall be for the entire PUCD lot, even if a road divides the PUCD.
Or it's done in stages.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Or it's done in stages. It's clear that the maximum amount of signage is the maximum amount of signage.
Right.
I can do that. I can note stages. You see, the total shall be for the entire PUCD lot, including...
Recording in progress.
Including if stages are presented.
And the...
Or where's that?
Well, I think what you have there covers everything.
Because the stages might, if I might... The stages might be, you know, how the actual construction gets done, et cetera, with approvals. But you're still going to be dealing with the total area.
It's the same signage.
So if you have it on here, I mean, there might be less signage if somehow the plan's approved, let's just say, as we have done for 4 things, and for whatever reason we end up only doing 3, well, okay. But we still would be bound by that maximum number. It could be higher than that. It could be lower.
Right. And I think the way he's got that written, it
says... Yeah, I agree. I can add in something about stages, but I think we cover it when we talk about the entire PUCD.
And are we clear and covered about the ongoing maintenance of any anything that's done that impacts the township, such as the lights or anything else that would be affected that way?
A- And by lights, do you mean the traffic?
Traffic control or whatever else would be brought up by the project itself that would be cost to the township.
Yes,
when they put in the traffic lights, they generally run them for a while and then turn them over to the municipalities.
Right, but that's not the only thing that could affect the municipality, right?
No. But you're gonna have maintenance and calibration of the lights.
Right.
Right.
Do you generally take that?
We're guaranteeing a lot of lights out there right now.
Well, you're gonna have stormwater management facilities also. Because the
Well, I think that's something that
required.
I think that's something that
should be a perfect.
Well, that's definitely gonna be covered by DEP and Pike County Conservation District.
And it'll be part of the land development plan as to how you're gonna get your approval for the.
Well, your land development agreement too.
And actually, Kevin, to your point.
I think all those will be covered in developer's agreement.
Right.
In section nine.
Yeah, so.
In section nine, based on what Kevin Strand had asked, in the middle of that, it does say that the applicant shall pay an annual fee for the estimated maintenance cost for any traffic control devices installed as part of the PUCD. So that was provided for. That was added a couple meetings back, and we didn't disagree with that.
Right, but I understand that that's in there, but is there anything else that would be affected and affect the township besides traffic control? That's all that I, and that's a discussion that can be had with the supervisors.
Is there any liability that goes to the township with the traffic light or no?
Township's ultimately responsible for them under the PennDOT agreement. What agreement the township makes with the developers strictly between the township and developers as far as PennDOT is concerned.
So does anybody else have any other questions? No? Being that we've asked Mr. Belwar to represent us in this fashion, I think it would be wise to take his advice and send us to the supervisors with a cover letter.
Yep.
I agree.
If I might, I believe that the section Article 6 of the code does have that the Planning Commission makes a recommendation on amendments in general, not the specific one or not a curative one. I think Tony McNaught is indicating yes, because it even has that provision that somehow you guys weren't involved, you have to review it and recommend it.
But in essence, that's what Mr. Belwar is suggesting with his letter.
Well, that'd be fine. Correct? I thought he said he didn't want you to recommend it. He just wanted.
He doesn't want us to make a motion. He wants us to send it to the supervisors with a letter. Is what I understood.
Well, I think there's action
that's
required.
That's exactly right.
It would seem to me though that there's action required for the solicitor to go and take a step on your behalf. I don't know why there wouldn't be a vote. I mean, I don't know why that creates a problem for the Planning Commission or the Township. And my typical experience is that if you go through a process where either they develop an amendment or one's presented to them and they work on it, and then they recommend it.
The reason I'm suggesting that the PC does not need to vote on it is because it's a legislative action. And so the Board of Supervisors can take action or not take action as it determines. I agree that the MPC has any amendments to a zoning ordinance to go through the PC and to be reviewed by the PC, and that's what they've done, and I'll note that in the cover letter. Okay. I don't think it's going to make a difference one way or the other. The Board of Supervisors is going to take whatever action it takes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, and we're not.
All right, so
we're not giving the impression of dissent at all, are we?
No.
No, not at all.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. So
I'm just familiar with the book, but that's okay.
Well, obviously, both of you gentlemen are.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So I've received the direction from the Planning Commission. I'm good with that. I don't think that you necessarily have to vote.
And you'll see that the supervisors get that in a timely fashion, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll do that within the next day, two at the most.
Wonderful. So they'll have it for their next meeting.
For the meeting Monday.
Well, it won't be Monday.
No?
No, because they use this room for elections.
It's going to be Tuesday.
Yeah.
So it won't be Tuesday.
I don't know, it'll be Wednesday.
It'll be Wednesday.
Wednesday.
The election board does not want anything.
Because you normally meet Tuesday. I just thought you
No, we normally meet Monday.
They meet Monday.
But they don't want us in here because they're going to set it up.
But they have the room set up for the election, so this, so the commissioners.
Really? 2 days?
Yep, so the commissioners don't.
I'm meeting the day before or the day after the election.
Oh, my, okay.
So it'll be Wednesday night.
Gotcha.
Right.
And I will not be present Wednesday, so it'll be the supervisors by themselves.
And how did the supervisor?
The bench will not, they probably won't take the first time they sit.
Right.
Well, and I would assume that they will want Mr. Belvoir to present whatever anyway. So I don't know, but that's their call.
Right.
All right. Do we have anything else, gentlemen?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Andy.
No, because I'll talk to them.
Hey, Andy, are you free next Wednesday night?
That's not your role.
Yeah, no, I don't think that they're.
Let me look. The 5th, I am not. I have a prior commitment in the evening.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Well, and like you said, they'll read it and do whatever the first meeting anyway, so.
Yeah, I suspect that the board of supervisors will say, can you either in writing or presentation-wise appear and run through the proposed ordinance with us? Of course, I will not represent the board of supervisors so much as the planning commission in doing that, and I'll keep my role in that capacity in case there's a conditional use.
I suspect the board of supervisors, because it is a zoning amendment, will want it sent to the county planning commission.
They're going to have to.
They have to.
They're going to have to.
And Tony McNotta, I was thinking of coming to the next supervisors meeting, but in fairness, and Bob just raised a good point, that aside from you not being there, they haven't actually read it. I mean, Bob knows it. No. The other two haven't looked at it, presumably. But I do think before it goes to the county, that one item that's a coin toss should be decided on, only because if you send it to them with one number and then you change it, I think it almost has to go back again.
Yep.
So I agree it has to go to the county. That's mandated.
Yeah. I think we're going to have to discuss that with them. So maybe what I'll do is I'll send once Andrew sends his letter to the board, I will send a letter to them just advising them to take a look at that one section and make a determination before we send it to the county.
Well, and maybe we could wait till the second monthly meeting.
That's probably better.
That way you'll be there and I could even come. Does that make sense to you, Bob?
That makes sense.
You guys look at it and think about it and then we deal with it then? Because maybe you could even send it to the county.
We're just hoping to be able to have a public hearing on it sometime in December.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about, possibly getting to be sent to the county, which is 30-day, and then a hearing in
well,
mid-
well, I think
probably the second meeting in December, Tony.
Decide on it. I don't think it's appropriate to be deciding on a hearing while we're at a planning commission meeting.
Correct.
We're just talking procedure, not dates.
Right.
He did mention a date.
You are working dates, so I don't want to go there.
I just wanted to figure out what the procedure is and who'll be there when.
So. Right.
Yeah, we'll definitely have it reviewed by county, and then we'll have a public hearing.
Yep. Very good.
All right.
I have nothing further.
Thank you.
And thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good. Grady.
Mr. Belvoir, thank you.
Thank you all.
All right.
Jim was just saying that I would reiterate to thank you. I know it hasn't been an easy process, but it's been a good one. Something new and complicated. It is. So
Everybody's been patient.
The back and forth stuff. So.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Alternate member moved to the Board of Supervisors. I understand that the Board of Supervisors have members in the pipe now that you may be appointing.
I don't know yet. We didn't get any letters.
We don't know yet, so I'd like to table that motion. So we just table what we're going to do about the alternate at this point in time until the supervisors make a clear decision about what they're doing.
That's appropriate.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
Yep, make a motion to the table that.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Data center regulations. No disrespect, Roman, but we're getting a lot of conflicting information about the impact of data centers. Some feel that there really isn't an impact. Others feel that there is. So where do we truly stand with how it affects the community? Noise, use of water, this,
power.
Power is the biggest thing. They need a lot of power, depending on how big the... I was in a 35,000 square foot one today. They need a lot of power. That's the biggest thing. The noise that people are hearing, the only noise you hear, you don't hear anything from outside the building unless there's a power outage. If there's a power outage, it's very, very loud because you have, depending on how big of a data center is, you know, you're going to have 10, 15 huge, like, I mean, huge generators outside.
Roman, did that particular data center that you were at, did that have cooling towers?
No towers. No, they're all crack units that are just, they're slim fitted on the roof.
Okay.
Yeah, but no actual big towers coming off of
it. Right, but how much water do they use?
I couldn't tell you how much water they use. I mean, most of the ones that I go to is like, they're all on city water and stuff like that. Besides like, you know, the big monster one that Amazon's doing right now, they're tied directly to the power plant.
What's the potential for something that size to be in this area?
Not gonna happen. There's not enough power here. That size. Smaller ones, yes. I mean, you could put a small data center in this room, but it's not, you're gonna hold, you know, just for a small retailer or something like that. You're not gonna have, you know, like Amazon's obviously doing all the Bitcoin mining and all that stuff. They have they have 30 gen sets per building, and they have 15 buildings up there, and it's just, it's huge. It's miles long.
What is Bitcoin mining? I've been reading that. I don't even know what it is.
Essentially, you're buying, it's digital real estate, essentially, is what you're doing. And then you're using power. They're using power to mine for Bitcoins, and you essentially, you get Bitcoins for X amount of power that you supply using their servers. And so if you have a very efficient...
Money. It's make-believe
it
money.
Is, say, this, I know this it's make-believe money, but this I is know nothing is actually real, though. This is all just...
I know a lot of people that are in the Bitcoin world, and they're very, very well off. So it's very much real money. But yeah, it's an exchange for the power itself.
I did, not to interrupt you, Roman, but yeah, I did have a conversation with our now retired planner, Carson Helfrich.
Mm-hmm.
About data centers and data center accessory uses, and he did give me some information that I found helpful, which I will share with the Planning Commission. I dictated it late this afternoon, unfortunately, and I don't have it for you tonight, but there'll be a letter coming to you with some of the standards that between he's writing one now for a township in Wayne County in his partial retirement. So he did give me some information, had a nice discussion, and he also said to check the Pike County sample ordinance that Mike Mrzynski had done. He believes that does take care of a lot of issues. My main concern is, and from the planning standpoint, your only district where you can possibly have one of these is the DD district. And is there parcels of land large enough with accessibility to power and water supply in the DD zone that, you know, perhaps someone could utilize as a data center? I just don't know how many parcels of land there are in Milford Township that would actually be developed or potentially developed as a data center.
Well, that's why I was concerned about the water. If you went up past the bridge property, there's property up there, but where are they gonna be?